Please rise. Grace be unto you and peace from the God who deserves more reverence, more honor, and more awe than we could ever possibly render unto him. Amen. The portion of Holy Scripture that we turn our attention to today is recorded for us in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. This is the word of our God. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, most of us gathered together here today would probably agree that education is extremely important. That's why we do everything we can to make sure that our children and our grandchildren receive the very best education they possibly can. I'm sure that many, if not most of us, would here agree that education has kind of changed over the course of time, hasn't it? My grandfather was born on a farm outside of North Branch, Minnesota in 1902. He graduated from the local country school, and that was about it. Then Grandpa went back and he continued working on the farm. After a while, Grandpa decided to leave the farm and go down to the big city, St. Paul, Minnesota. There he got a job working at the largest department store in the state of Minnesota, and he worked there in the warehouse his entire adult life until the very day that he retired. The only job he had. That rarely happens anymore. When I was in high school, it was generally anticipated that once you graduated, you would do one of three things. Either you would go out and get a job, or you would go to a vo-tech school and learn a trade, or you would go off to college. Not many of my classmates decided to go off to college. And today, well, pretty much gone are the days when someone can think that they'll graduate from college and then be completely finished with attending school for the rest of their life. Graduate studies and continuing education is the norm for everyone from plumbers to pastors. To show how important education is, all we need to do is to scan the Help Wanted website, such as Indeed.com, or look at the enrollment figures for colleges and universities all across the country, or simply talk to someone who is desperately looking for a new job, a job that would give them better benefits and better pay, but they do not have the educational requirements to be hired. Our sermon text for this morning, my friends, focuses our attention on the subject of education. This education, however, is not in any way secular. This education is the education that prepares us for eternity. With that in mind, let's study our text under the theme, Wisdom 101. There are two things we want to look at today. First of all, let's look at the definition of true wisdom. And then, let's look at both the positive and the negative consequences of either having or not having true wisdom. Our text for today begins in a very straightforward way by placing before us two parallel truths. Great King Solomon, a man who knew a little bit about having wisdom, says to us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." There are a number of key words in this verse that we want to make sure that we understand correctly. The first key word is the word that is translated as fear. Our first reaction might be to understand this word in the sense of dread or terror or fright. For example, I can honestly say that I fear spiders. I do. The bigger they are, the more I fear them. But that, my friends, That is not how the word fear is being used in our text for today. The Hebrew word that is translated here as fear very literally refers to reverence, honor, and awe. We are to fear God in the sense that we are to render unto Him the highest reverence, in the sense that we are to humbly give Him the highest honor that there is, in the sense that we are to hold Him in awe like no other. This understanding of the word fear is supported by the parallel word that is used in our text, the word knowledge. That Hebrew word can also be translated as insight. When our heart is filled with reverence and honor and awe for the Lord God of heaven and earth, when our heart is illuminated with true insight into who the true God is, then great King Solomon tells us that we will possess the beginning of wisdom and true understanding. Note very carefully, my friends, how Solomon says that reverence or fear for God is the beginning of wisdom. Having true honor and respect for God does not encompass everything there is in the word wisdom. It is only the beginning. Standing in awe of the Lord our God, that is the foundation upon which true wisdom is built. Standing in awe of the Lord our God is what leads us to want to learn even more about Him through regular study of His holy word. The more we know about God, the greater insight that we have into who He is and what He has done for us, the more wisdom, the more knowledge, the more understanding we will possess. At the same time, do not allow anyone to deceive you. Solomon very clearly brings out here in our text that there is no such entity as a generic one-size-fits-all kind of God. Scripture does not allow anyone to define God according to their own preconceived ideas. Scripture does not allow anyone to shape or to mold God so that He fits into their own little comfort zone. There is only one true God. Solomon proclaims who this true God is by using the parallel terms the Lord and the Holy One. The only true God is indeed the Lord, Yehovah, the great I Am, the God of absolute perfect justice, the God of absolute perfect grace, the God of absolute perfect independence. The only true God is the Holy One, the God whose holiness and righteousness and perfection soars far above and beyond our human comprehension. True wisdom and true knowledge, true insight and true understanding leads us to believe, teach, and confess that this is the one true God. But why? Why is it so important for us to recognize this truth? Why is it critically important for us to believe that the one true God is the Lord, the Holy One? Why can't we even allow the possibility that there might be a generic one-size-fits-all kind of God? There are three reasons, my friends. One is positive, one is negative, and one connects the dots between this Old Testament sermon text and the entire New Testament scriptures. First, let's see how this Old Testament text dovetails perfectly with what we are told on the pages of the New Testament scriptures. To do this, all we have to do is look at two very familiar passages from the New Testament. Here in Proverbs chapter 9, great King Solomon tells us that the one true God is the Holy One. In Luke chapter 11, do you remember how the angel Gabriel explained to the Virgin Mary that she would indeed conceive and give birth to a son, and who her son would be? In Luke chapter 1, we hear the angel say to the Virgin, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Here in Proverbs chapter 9, great King Solomon tells us that the one and only true God is indeed the Lord. For that, we can turn to the Christmas angel, the angel that appeared to the shepherds as they were keeping watch over their flocks by night. He proclaimed to them the true message of Christmas with these words: "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." True wisdom recognizes the fact that the one true God is the God who willingly came into this world as our true brother to save us from our sins by living an absolutely perfect life in our place, by willingly suffering and dying on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and by keeping his promise to physically and victoriously rise from the dead on the third day on Easter Sunday. True wisdom recognizes the fact that apart from the Lord, apart from the Holy One, there is no salvation. That truth then ties in with both the positive and the negative reason as to why Scripture does not allow even the possibility that there is a general one-size-fits-all kind of God. The positive reason is found in verse 11 and in the first half of verse 12 in our text. Through King Solomon, the Lord, the Holy One, says to us, "For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you." When we have been given the gift of true wisdom, then we will indeed be rewarded with a long and a happy life. Wait a minute. If true wisdom rewards us with a long and happy life, then why is it that sometimes Christians die in the prime of their life? If true wisdom rewards us with a long and happy life, then why is it that sometimes we Christians experience more pain and more suffering and more sorrow, more heartaches and more headaches than many of the unbelievers that we see in the world around us? If we are looking only at our life here on this earth, my friends, then this portion of our text would be very difficult for us to understand. True wisdom, however, true knowledge, true understanding enables us to lift up our eyes above and beyond the horizon of this world and peer into eternity. Once again, we turn to the New Testament scriptures to help us understand what is recorded for us here in our text. In Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." The true wisdom that enables us to see that there is only one true God is the wisdom that enables us to look beyond all the heartaches and all the hardships that we experience as we journey through this world and rejoice. Rejoice in the glory and the perfection that the Holy One has waiting for us in heaven above. Christ himself has given to us that glorious promise, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." True wisdom enables us to believe that we have an immortal soul. We will most certainly live on into eternity. True wisdom enables us to understand this portion of our text from God's perspective, from the perspective of our eternal life in heaven above. That brings us to the closing verse of our text and the final point that we want to emphasize from this text. There are disastrous results for everyone who denies the truth that King Solomon brings out in the opening words of our text for today. Through King Solomon, The Lord, the Holy One, says to us, if you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Someday, absolutely everyone will stand before the judgment throne of the Holy One. If their heart does not possess the wisdom that enables them to fear the Lord in the sense of reverence, respect, and honor, then they will most certainly fear the Lord in the sense of dread and terror and fright. Scripture very clearly brings out, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Scripture also says, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. That is why we want to make sure that we share with as many people as we possibly can the message of true wisdom, the message that enables them to know who the true God is and what he has done to save them from their sins. We do indeed understand, my friends, that education is extremely important. That's why we do everything we can to make sure our children and our grandchildren receive the very education, the very best education possible at the same time. Let's not forget that there is a wisdom that goes far above and beyond all the wisdom, all the intelligence, all the education of this world. It is a wisdom that comes to us from God, through his holy word and through his holy sacraments. It is the wisdom that enables us to know that there is only one true God. He is the Lord who came into this world to live and to die and to rise again for us. He is the Holy One who invites us to come to his holy supper so that we can receive the assurance that all of our sins are completely forgiven. He is the God who can and who does guarantee that through faith in him, eternal life with him is ours in his heavenly home. So thank God, my friends. Thank God for the gift of true wisdom that he has given to you. To God be the glory. Amen.